I'm going to read a couple of scriptures out of Isaiah in closing. And this is kind of, it's not specifically talking about prayer, but I think it goes hand in hand with what we're talking about. It's Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11. It says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will succeed in the things I send it to do." So the second verse there, my word goes out from my mouth when I pray. You know, I'm praying the right way. And you know, I think that we should always try to pray out loud if possible. So when that word goes out of our mouth, it's not going to come back to us void. It's going to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish, and it will succeed in the things that it's sent out to do. So in closing, our prayers, there's so much, there's a tremendous amount of power in our prayers when we pray humbly to God, and when we come to God in a manner of it being God-centered, and it being about, you know, we need God, and it's not necessarily that he needs us. He wants us all to be right there with him, but we need him. We need him to be there, you know, to help us and guide us and lead us. When we come at that prayer God-centered and with a repentful heart, then we enable our prayers to be answered, and we enable our prayers to be heard.